Shelby Floyd with Freedom Seed and Feed drags long strands of hemp fiber through a row of metal teeth, separating them from the herd.
This is actually based off Thomas Jefferson's patent. He invented this. So this is about as old school as it gets.
This is what processing looked like back in the mid-1800s when Kentucky experienced its first hemp boom. These days, with thousands of new uses for the crop, companies are lining up to restart the long-dormant industry.
So we'll have hemp oil to sell.
It's a variety of biomaterials for use in polymer composites.
Kentucky proud American flags.
The protein powder.
Substantial improvements in treating chronic, debilitating, and life-threatening health conditions.
Among the biggest investors is Andy Graves, CEO of Italo Holdings, who has already put $1.5 million into production facilities.
Right now, it is the heart of hemp country because we're the only state, Kentucky is, that's actually growing the crop with private growers. That's key. You see, other states are coming online, but they're only going to have universities.
State Agriculture Commissioner James Comer says the number of participants in pilot programs across the state will grow to 121 in 2015. Josh James, WUKY News.